Thursday nights on NBC is the show Last Comic Standing. And if you've been watching, you're familiar with Papa CJ. Papa CJ is the comic from India that was excused from the show last week. We've got him on the line. Talk to him a little bit about the whole process of Last Comic Standing. Papa CJ, thanks for coming on to Tech Talk Radio.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Very good.
Awesome. Are you in New Delhi right now?
I'm in London today. I'll be in New Delhi tomorrow.
Very cool. And now tell us, how was it participating in the show Last Comic Standing?
Fantastic. An absolutely exhilarating experience. I walked in there knowing nothing about the show because I still haven't seen the show ever. And it was great fun. It was really good fun.
Now, do you think this will kind of help you as a comic as far as maybe getting bookings or just getting people to see your comedy around the world?
Well, I certainly hope so, because apparently they show it to, 10 million people, is it?
It is definitely widely watched. Now, what about in London? Do they actually watch the show in London, or do they have their own version of this show over there?
I think they show it on cable TV. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I believe they show it on cable TV.
Now, why do you think, Papa, that you got booted? I don't want to say booted off the show. That sounds so American Idol-ish. But I mean, what?
It's okay. I did get booted off.
Well, it's not necessarily like you had a bad performance. What do you think of the factors for being excused?
Well, two or three things. I think the biggest one is not being from the U.S. and not being from L.A. Mm. I mean, if you were to close your eyes and I told you that, okay, there's a showdown in L.A., there's going to be an English chap, an Indian chap, and a girl from L.A., and you don't know anything about the way they about their comedy, who would you pick?
Well, see, I'm part Indian, so I would pick the Indian.
that's just your bias.
Of course. But you know what? I always found that I can identify so much more with it. Isn't that what comedy is about, is identifying with what the comic is speaking about?
Exactly, and which is why when I'm performing in L.A., I mean, my only experience was possibly the first joke I did there. When I got on and said, you know, L.A. is the most beautiful part of Mexico that I've ever seen. and that L.A. audience could identify with that.
Right.
But beyond that, I was talking about my experiences.
Yeah.
And, of course, I got a couple of cultural references wrong in the middle. And then I picked them, and then I was messing around with one fellow. And then in the middle, I wanted to mess around with somebody else. But I looked at the entire audience, the entire front two rows. I couldn't find another man.
Oh,
there were only women in the first two rows, and I threw myself in my head. I said, CJ, you don't want to go back to this guy, but you've got another minute and a half left. You've got to talk to somebody.
Wow.
And the poor fellow who I spoke to.
It's got to be tough, too, because you're doing stuff in segments. NBC is going to be editing it as well. I mean, well, your normal stand-up routine, how long does it normally last?
It depends. See, in the UK, you tend to do a 20-minute set in most clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just been touring India, and I've done between an hour and a half sometimes.
Did you ever see the film Looking for Comedy in a Muslim World, the one that Albert Brooks did?
No, I haven't seen that.
You know, it's an interesting film because it talks about cultures, and there's such a misunderstanding about the Indian culture, I think, especially when it comes to what we find funny. You know, what is the thing that makes us laugh? Is the comedy you do in India a lot different than the comedy you do in London?
Not very much, actually. Not very much. You take a different stance on it. I mean, there's always the, you know, as what you call an ethnic comedian performing in the West.
Yeah.
The question is always thrown at you: do you talk about your ethnicity or do you not? You know, some people will say, "Oh, he's a one-trick pony. He talks about being Indian." But my question is this: if I don't talk about being Indian, who will?
Exactly.
Every ethnic comedian always faces this question. Do you talk about the same things that the other comedians talk about? I can talk about dating, drunk driving. I do bits of that.
Yeah.
But then who's going to talk about the Indian bit?
You know, I always chuckle because people tend to, over here, you know, they do the stereotypical, oh, yeah, the Indian runs the convenience store, or now it's Indian in customer service. But, you know, the thing that makes me laugh is all of my relatives, they're all doctors. They're all surgeons in England.
So that's why I turn it around and I say, you know, all these things you think about India. You know, India's quite different to what you might imagine. You know, I see you guys complain about us coming here, taking your jobs. I see you don't hear me complaining about the fact that we have no doctors in India.
Yeah.
Because they're all in England.
Brought them in. Now, tell us about this charity you have, really, this one-child charity. This sounds like a great idea.
You know, I've always wanted to do something to work with children in education. And so I set this up about 4 years ago. And when I started doing comedy, I used to go to the ends of the country doing 5 minutes for no money at all. And I would carry a small poster with me. saying, if you liked what I did, you know, donate towards this cause. Of course, now once a year, I get some of the best comedians in the country or in the world to come and perform at the Comedy Store in London, and we raise money for this. Essentially, it's about getting kids out of child labor and back into the formal schooling system.
Awesome.
But we support, like, all the pillars of the community. So we do women and child health, we do microfinance, we do disaster preparedness. It's really, really good work.
And if our listeners want to get more information about that, they can certainly visit your website. They've got all that info on there. It's a great thing you're doing. That is good.
If you just go to papacj.com, there's a charity section. It'll have links to the site, the charity's website, all the work they're doing.
How do you feel about technology, Papa CJ? I mean, you have a website, you have a MySpace?
I quite like technology, actually. I like the gadgets and the reach that technology gives you.
Papa CJ, it's great talking to you. And, you know, best of luck in your continued endeavors. I'm a little bummed for you that you didn't get to stay tonight to see Hugh Hefner and his three wives, girlfriends, and whatever they are. Cousin? I'm not sure.
Oh, Hugh Hefner should be feeling jealous because some Indian women are really beautiful.
Absolutely. Awesome. Good talking to you, Papa CJ.
All the best, Andy. Thank you.